Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
Well, first of all, what is primary true electronics?
I'm not sure. And the way they coded on the statement is definitely not the product name. I'm a third-party customer service representative, and I represent about 400 different companies. Is someone charging you?
Yes, I've got several charges on my credit card, and this is one of them.
And okay.
I don't know anything about this. Let's see if I can pull some more up.
I think I found you. Could you verify your first and last name, please?
Yes, my name is Karen Hobbs. My address is 300 North Albert Pike, Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Thank you, ma'am. And yes, ma'am, I'm pulling your account up now. I'm getting more details. It looks like this account has been canceled and some type of refund was issued, but I'm waiting to see exactly what it says. It'll take just a moment for it to come up.
Well, that's interesting because I haven't called anybody about it to cancel it. I'm trying to find out what it is.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And it's showing me it's for a Wi-Fi booster, which increases your Wi-Fi signal and strength. But I do see someone called in this morning at 9:50 a.m.
Yes.
to cancel account and get refund.
I did just call in for a refund, but it was for $56.95. She also mentioned Wi-Fi booster, and I don't know anything about this crap.
Yes, ma'am, I do see where she refunded $56.95. It does look like, well, hang on, let me look at this a little bit further. Because it looks like this all happened on March 14th. Someone ordered a Wi-Fi booster.
Okay. I don't know anything about that. Why would that have something to do with a different charge that I have on my credit card?
Yes, ma'am. When the $7.95 for the shipping and handling, whoever did this to you, was paid, it was a free welcome. And it also came with something called the Smart Health Planner. It is an app you would download. It'd give you easy to follow workouts and recipes. But you were in a trial period for that. But the Wi-Fi booster was a free welcoming gift for the Consumer Gadget Club, which charged you $67.32. It was a monthly charge. It got you a $125 gift card each month to purchase a gadget. And then I see it's a monthly charge. So they went ahead and charged you $56.95 the next month. And then
okay.
I see $39.99 for the Smart Health Planner.
What is that? What is a Smart Health Planner?
It is an app you would download on your phone or laptop that gives you easy to follow workouts, healthy recipes. It's a meal planning app.
Okay. I don't know anything about that. I have a health app on my phone that came on my phone when I got it. I don't know what this crap is. I don't want to be a member of anything. I don't want the $39.99. I don't want the $7.95, whatever that was. I don't even know what a Wi-Fi booster is. I don't want any of this crap.
Okay, and so I want to make sure. Is this fraud on your account?
I guess it is. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what all this crap is. I've got three or four charges. I don't know what they are.
Yes, yes. Okay.
Say what they are. It just says... On this one, it says primary true electronics. I don't know what that is.
Yes, and that means nothing because it's the corporation that is charging you. So you see a charge for $39.99. Is that correct?
That's what I'm calling about. It's $39.95. I just called about the $56.95 one.
Yes, we have them all.
Do what?
We have all the charges. I see we have $67.32. Do you see that?
I don't see that one, no.
Okay, that was for March 18th. And then I see the $56.95 for April 18th. Then I see $39.99 for May 14th.
Okay.
Then I I'm sorry?
You're getting past what's on my screen here. You're getting further back than what's on my screen. So if I had those charges, I don't know anything about those either. I just paid them and went on about my business.
Okay, let's get you transferred over to our fraud department. Is that okay?
Well, I just want this off my bill.
See, I can't do that. What I would have to do, if you never made these charges, is transfer you over to fraud.
Okay.
Okay, so let's get
for the past charge.
Ma'am. Okay. What are the past charges?
Yeah.
Okay. This all started on March 14th.
Okay.
So I have $7.95 on March 14th.
$7.95. Okay. Hang on. All right. Got that.
And then I see you were in a trial on March 14th for that app, but so you weren't charged that day. But then on March 18th, you were charged $67.32 for that Consumer Gadget shopping membership.
Membership to what?
It's called it's a gadget club. It would get you a $125 gift card each month to purchase a gadget. So I see, and it's a monthly charge. So I see on April 18th, they charged you $56.95.
Okay, I do have that. On April 15th, they charged me $56.95?
I'm sorry, April 18th, ma'am.
18th. Okay, well, that's the same charge. That's the same amount that I have on June 22nd.
Yes, ma'am. And it's a monthly charge.
I don't want this crap. I don't want to be a member of anything. I don't want whatever this is. I just want it taken off my card.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. And since you said this is fraud, what I'll do is get you transferred over to our fraud department and just ask them to go over each charge with you in detail like I did. And that way y'all can start there.
Well, if I'm supposed to be getting something each month for $56.95.
Yes, ma'am. It comes to the email. Sometimes it goes in the junk or spam folder also. Gift card voucher.
Oh, I don't know anything about that either.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Thing on a monthly basis. I haven't gotten anything except for charges. And now I realize I'm going to have to go back through all the way back to, what did you say, March?
Yes, ma'am. It all started on March 14th.
On March 14th, okay.
Yes, ma'am. But I see the only thing you were refunded for was the $56.95. So these other charges are from us also.
And how many are there? You've got a $7.95 on March 14th. You've got a on
$67.32 March 18th.
And when? And yeah, March 18th, $67.32.
April 18th, $56.95.
Okay, yeah. And then you got anything for May?
Yes, ma'am. I have May 14th, $39.99. $39.99 on May 14th.
Okay, May 14th.
May 20th, I have $56.95.
Jesus Christ. Okay, go ahead.
June 16th, I have $39.99.
Okay.
And then June 22nd, I have $56.95, which they totally refunded for you.
Okay, this one, the 622 has been refunded, correct?
Yes, ma'am. That has been refunded in full. Okay. But that leaves all the others. And see, since you don't recall ever making this and this is fraud on your account, I'm going to get you transferred over to our fraud supervisor and she's going to help you with all these.
Wait a minute. Before you do that, let me ask you a question. And so I'm supposed to be getting something monthly for all these charges?
Yes, ma'am.
And I haven't gotten anything at all that I'm aware of. Nothing's come through the mail. I don't join memberships online. I'll do that. All right. So let me see. This one's been refunded. The 622's been refunded. Can you tell whether they refunded whatever membership I'm supposed to be in? Because I
They canceled that. Yes, ma'am. So that's canceled, and there'll be no charges in July.
But I've got all these other charges dating back to March.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, let me talk to your fraud department.
Most definitely. Yes, ma'am. And I'm just letting them know you were refunded for June. Last charge. This is fraud on your account.
Okay.
And that I'm going to transfer you to our fraud department.
Before you do that, since you've got your screen up, I've been charged you told me about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 charges. Is that what you got?
Yes, ma'am. That's what I have. Let me make sure. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And 7 total and 1 was refunded. So you still have 6 charges on your account.
Okay, and they range from $7.95 to $67.32. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. That is definitely correct. Yes, ma'am. So I'm going to get you transferred. I think we have a supervisor who'll be glad to help us now. Got everything put in. And I let them know you didn't make these charges. You have no idea what a Wi-Fi booster even is. And you definitely didn't order that. Your account was fully canceled, so there's going to be no more charges. But I'm going to go ahead and get you transferred now. And they're going to be able to help you further, okay?
All right, Crystal, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am. I'm transferring you now. You just remain on the line. And her name is Asia, and she'll be right there to help you, okay?
Asia? Hang on.
Yes, ma'am. Asia.
Like the country?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. I'm transferring to her now. I thank you for calling customer service. Just don't hang up, okay?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Transferring you now.